Welcome to our 20th anniversary celebration of Live in Studio C on this Radio Fest day. I'm Colleen Phelps, kicking off the festivities with a full studio and the Belmont Guitar Ensemble. Hi, everyone. Professor Robert Thompson, advisor for the group, tell us what you've brought.
Sure. We've brought seven of our undergraduate students, and each of the students are in our guitar program at Belmont University. And the first group is actually new to Studio C. Some of my other students I brought with me have done this before. So to start off today, we're going to perform a Renaissance piece, anonymous Renaissance piece, La Rossignol. And the performers today are Ted Bryant and Rachel Chalmers.
La Rossignol, anonymous guitar piece, originally written for the lute, correct?
That's correct.
Performed by Ted Bryant and Rachel Chalmers. Next, we have a little setup change here for,
slight setup change.
We're
going to bring one
just to bring
other
one
player
person in. So coming in with music by Máximo Diego Pujol, we have two pieces by Pujol, correct?
That's correct. Yes, we're going to start off with a tango de Abril, and then we're going to move on to Milonga de Junio.
All right, Rachel Chalmers and Sean Janay, take it away.
Thank you.
Rachel Chalmers and Sean Genet from the Belmont Guitar Ensemble performing Tango de Abril by Máximo Diego Pujol, the first of a set of two pieces by Pujol. Now we're welcoming in two more Belmont students. This is Luke Sunderland and Madeline Varnathos. Second piece by Pujol, this is Milonga de Junio, here live in Studio C as we're kicking off Radio Fest. Music by Máximo Diego Pujol, that was Milonga de Junio, performed by Luke Sunderland and Madeline Varnathos. We're adding two more guitarists to make a quartet here for music by Federico Morena Toroba. This is La Boda from Estampas, performed by Hannah Keglevitz, Adam Schrodinger, Luke Sunderland, and Madeline Varnathos, all members of the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble, here live in Studio C. Thank you. La Boda from Estampas by Federico Moreno Turoba, performed live in Studio C by members of the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble. While we switch quartets here, Robert Thompson, Ensemble Director, tell us about Farewell to Stromness.
Farewell to Stromness was originally written for solo piano, and it was part of a group of pieces from the Yellow Cake Review, which were protest pieces in the mining of uranium. And Peter Maxwell Davies, a lot of his works are pretty, I guess, atonal and slightly harsh. This piece is very beautiful, very lyrical, so it's kind of an unusual work from him.
Music by Peter Maxwell Davies. This is Farewell to Stromness. Thank you. Music by Peter Maxwell Davies. That was Farewell to Stromness, with the Belmont University Guitar Ensemble getting us started in our Radio Fest morning here on 91 Classical. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Stay tuned for in our next hour with Alias Chamber Ensemble. And also check in with us on social media throughout the day, and you can see some of the performers. And with that, we'll send it back to Control Room D for our locally sourced playlist with Nina Cardona.